The Jaguars back on the practice field Thursday afternoon, week 14. The AFC South Division rival Houston Texans are coming to Everbank Field this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back at it on Thursday, getting ready for the Texans this week. Back-to-back home games. Jags haven't been home in a while before this stretch. It's good to be back at Everbank Field. They're looking to continue the dominance on defense, and it starts on the defensive line, of course. Remember that Cinderic Marks signed a new deal before the season, but has played his best football after signing that piece of paper. Gus Bradley earlier this week said that it says a lot about Marks and how he goes about his business. Marks said the motivation is about much more than just the cash.
I play for pride. You know, I want to go out and I don't want to put no bad film out there. I don't want nobody to say, well, he got paid and he didn't do anything. You know, I play for my pride and I play for the guys in the room with us. So, you know, I go out and I play each and every week for them and just try to make sure everybody gets better. And that's kind of my motivation.
More on Cinderic coming up tomorrow in the Sexton Spotlight right here on Jaguars.com. Let's go behind enemy lines. And, of course, speaking of guys who got paid this offseason, when you talk about the Houston Texans, you don't have to talk about anybody else except J.J. Watt. He signed a 6-year extension before the season started, and he leads the league in quarterback hurries and has a league-best 5 fumble recoveries. He's also second in the league in tackles for loss, and he's a big reason why the Texans have the most takeaways in the league this year. Now, last week, Watt dominated against the Titans. 2 sacks, a forced fumble, a recovered fumble. But the Texans are also using him on offense. He caught his 3rd receiving touchdown of the season. He now has more receiving scores this year than Andre Johnson. And Jaguars tight end Mercedes Lewis will likely be called upon to help block number 99. And he knows what a challenge Watt can be.
He's a problem. You got to account for that dude all across. He can be inside, outside. Standing up at backer, he's just all over the place. So nobody's really showing me that they can block him one-on-one. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Jaguars radio tonight, the Gus Bradley Show from 6 to 7 p.m. Gus and Jeff Lagerman, followed by an hour of Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Lagerman, and Tony Baselli. That's tonight on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio, 1010XL and 92.5 FM. The Jaguars wrap up Texans week Friday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.